That's right, bitches.
It's me, bitchy. It's a bitchy, bitchy.
And it's a manic Monday. Yeah, it's gonna be a, you know, it's gonna be a strange Wings tonight. I'm just gonna put that. I'm gonna float that out there at the top. Okay. You know how we've been running out of ideas. Okay. Now, this show I'm gonna probably call it 100% nonsense because you know normally Wings is 90% nonsense, 10% content. It's 100% nonsense tonight. Not only that, but I've made a scientific discovery that's going to blow your mind. I was going to keep them a secret, but, you know, because you're the Winx, and because of his magnificent journey, we're going to check in with him tonight.
In a minute, mini! Anyways, it's going to be super fucking manic! Gah!
There's fighting and violence and hopelessness in the world, and you don't know where you can go. But I'm here to tell you that that isn't so. Here is a brand new show. When there is something inside makes you afraid, then there is something to do. Just challenge some guy to a game, Tiddlywinks, and you find that courage in you. Because there is nothing that's greater than Tiddlywinks with strangers. Ain't we lucky we got 'em? The Winx. And how? Tiddlywinx with Strangers is filmed before a live studio audience. Welcome to Tiddlywinx with Strangers, as it is on this very special Manic Monday and every single other fucking day of the week except a sultry Saturday and a smoking Sunday, but that could change in 2019. I'm your host, Jason Earp. Running out of ideas. So, you know, we had a pretty solid end of the year Christmas spooktacular / New Year's. You know, that was good. It was good. Also, you know, later in this month and later in the year, we're going to have much more traditional Wings for you, the format you're used to. But tonight, you know, it's kind of just going to be nonsense. It's going to be all your favorite characters engaging, okay? And like I said, at the end of the show, or somewhere in the middle, or whenever he gets here, actually, you'll understand. I'm going to have what is the biggest scientific breakthrough of the last millennia. Of all time. You'll see. But, you know, I got Billy the Beard along for the ride with me tonight. He just got here. I got McGonagall on the boards. It's going to be very experimental. So bear with us.
Bet you like experiments, don't you, Jason?
Tonight. Oh, and you know what they say? Gonna be a good Wings.
Hey, Brian, this is your stepfather, Fitz Scott Eugene Kuwait. How come when I pull in the driveway after a long, hard day of work, your little bike is laying out there in the snow, huh? Huh? I can't pull the car in the driveway? Okay, first of all, okay. Second of all, okay, there's going to be rust all over your bike when you leave it out there like that, okay? I don't like it. Get up here and move it, okay? All right, tell your mother about it. Because you don't respect her, but you're damn sure going to respect me. All right, Bri? Put your video games on pause. Get up here. Move your bike out the driveway. I'm not buying you another one, Bri. It's coming from a place of love. All right? Tell your little friends to go home. Yeah, grounded. All right? Your loving stepfather, Fitz Scott.
Fuck him!
Hello. No one is available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.
Heavy Bob, it's me. Listen, I keep missing your calls, but later this month, I'm having a hot orgy at my place. Yeah, I have my twice a month orgy. You should come. It's going to be a good time. Call me back. Jenny Caparelli's going to be there. I'm bringing in that midget from Fairview again. He went over big last time. He's going to be in the corner trying to start his weed whacker the whole time. Al Carey and his wife are coming. They're in the swapping. That's going to be a hot orgy. It's going to be a good time. You're not going to want to miss it because Pete DeLaRocco's coming. You know, June DeLaRocco's son. It's going to be a good time. I'm bringing in that little alien that crashed on Earth a few weeks ago. Xavier. He's coming with his tiny little spaceship. See what an orgy is for the first time. It's going to be hot. I'm bringing in Trudy Delawater. She's coming in with her new boyfriend, David Delavan. They're into some kinky shit. Anne and Elaine Garulo are coming. You're not going to want to miss that one. Be a hot orgy. Joseph Gershie, of course. He makes it to most of them. So it'll be Pat Brown and his twink, Mikey Lichtenstein. Going to be a good time. I'm going to have lotions. Different lotions you could try. I'm sponsored by the sex shop now. So you can meet me at Charlie B's and follow me back to my house. Carol Jonas, she's coming. Rumor has it that in the middle of the night, Cornelia Crispin is showing up. It's going to be real good. Hot orange. So have a Bob. Be there or be square. I want you to give me a call back. Tell me about the orange. Christopher Matichak's going to be there. You know, I already told you that. You know that. Fred McKean's going to be there. They have a whole neighborhood. Going to be a hot orgy. The McLeans are going to be there. Herbert Northrup showing up. Just a rumor. The Nowaks are coming. The Radinskys are going to be there. You know their ass. Call me back, Bob. You're my guy.
Hello. No one is available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.
Heavy Bob here. Mike, I'm calling you back. Sorry I couldn't answer your phone. I was recording another episode of my Fast Food Fridays, which you still have not been here to help me with. I was doing Five Guys this time, and not Five Guys like that'll be at your orgy. I'm talking the fast food chain Five Guys. They make their food with peanut oil. It's delicious. When you're in line, they have actual peanuts you can eat that are sitting there in a big bin about the size of me. Oh, it was delicious. But you weren't there. You don't answer your damn phone when I call you, Mike. But I got your message. I listened to it. I have so many questions. Who is this midget we're speaking of? How big of a midget are we talking? Are we talking little person? Are we talking dwarf? Are we talking hobbit? What kind of midget? And a weed whacker? What's he going to do with that, Mike? Come on now. Why are you inviting these people over? You said an alien? Like an extraterrestrial alien? Or are you talking illegal alien? Michael. Anyway, Michael, you know who it is again. Heavy Bob. You never mentioned Big Fat Mama this time, so please tell me she's going to be there when you call me back. I'm craving me some of her. She'd make a good Fast Food Friday, I'm sure. Anyway, call me back again. It's like the eighth time I missed you. My number is 943-727-6363. Give me a ring back, Michael. All right. Heavy Bob out, and I'll talk to you later.
Ooh. Ooh. Ooh, you see? It's your old buddy, Bob. You see? You see? You see?
see. Well, it sure is refreshing to be back on the tiddlywinks with Strange. You'll see, last we spoke, I was at the mall waiting in line to sit on Santa Claus' lap. You'll see, old Bob just told what he wants for Christmas. New Cleveland Indians have repaired his daughter Beth. Get a job back, you'll see. But Santa Claus, that be escorted out of the mall, you'll see. He said, grown men can't sit on the lap, only the children. This shattered old Bob's image of Kris Kringle, you'll see. So therefore, I went to bed Christmas Eve thinking that old Bob got forgot about again. People don't like old Bob. Oh, poor Bob. People don't like him. But then I awoke Christmas Day, you'll see, and went downstairs under my tiny tree. There was a freshly wrapped Cleveland Indians baseball cap, you'll see, and a fresh pair of jean shorts. Also, on my phone, you'll see, was a message inviting me for a job interview back at my favorite place, Andy's Pizza, you'll see, where I killed myself out back not too long ago. You say, well, I won't do that again, but I won't make that mistake. I said, I do believe in the cross. I do, you'll see. So I'm wearing my new cap, you'll see. Gotta make amends with my daughter, old Beth, you see. But alas, another message I got from her said that she's changing her number and moving with that guy, Mike. Oh, I'd like to clock his bell, Mike, you see. They're going across the country, get away from old Bob. Apparently, she don't want old Bob to die. No more people don't like old Bob, you'll see. Well, at least I want... Damn it! Shit! Not this phone again. Who could it be? I can't see the numbers. You'll see. That's an old Beth calling to reconcile with old man. Is it Andy's Pizza calling with his start date for old Bob come back? Stay tuned. My story's not over yet. Bob! Gotham!
Alright, I know we're doing this 100% nonsense show, but it can't just be all nonsense all the time. So, you know, welcome back to the studio. I got McGonagall, and I got America's favorite co-host, Billy the Beard, next to me.
Hello! What's up, Winks?
Welcome back to the Winks, Billy.
Yeah, thanks. I missed the New Year's Spooktacular Christmas edition.
It's alright.
Can't be here for every Spooktacular.
The Winks happens when it happens, regardless of who's here. Yeah, you're gonna have a co-host. It's a surprise about who it's going to be.
Yeah, they know I go AWOL often.
So.
Like in February.
Yeah. Well, that's not for a while, okay?
I'm just saying.
All right?
I'm warning them.
Ease up.
I can't.
All right, so since we're doing this Manic Monday.
You're telling me.
I feel like there's no better time than a Manic Monday to do what I'm about to do, man.
God.
I mean, we're probably going to get phone calls from, like, NASA and the FBI after this.
We can't talk about him.
We have to. He's so cute.
I know. I want to pinch his little cheeks.
All right. So, I mean, this is going to sound unbelievable. It truly is. But I'm going to bring him in, and he can tell you his own story. But Billy and I, all right, we had something incredible happen.
Yeah,
we found existence of aliens in this universe.
Barry wasn't wrong.
No, Barry wasn't wrong. But this wasn't a very scary alien.
No.
And his insane story is that, all right, me and Billy were just minding our own business, okay? There was this tiny little, like, it looked like a drone. It was like the size of a drone. I thought it was a drone or somebody's toy
plane. We found it. We were going to steal it, make some money. I mean, return it to its rightful owner.
Yeah. We were walking in the park because it was a beautiful day. As we tend to do on beautiful days, me and Billy.
It's
weird. And this thing crashed right in front of us. And I'm like, what the fuck is this? All right, Winks. Out of this little craft climbed a little man, maybe about
3 feet tall.
3 feet tall. Maybe a little bit shorter, yeah. He had a little scarf on, I guess, because it was cold. I don't really know. And he
pretty much looked up at me and Billy and introduced himself. He's a very Earth-like name, but he comes from a planet where names are similar, I guess. His name is Xavier. And he said, this is also unbelievable, that the radio waves of Tiddlywinks with Strangers somehow traveled to his planet, the planet Samich. And he heard these waves. He picked them up through a satellite from his home planet and heard Tiddlywinks with Strangers. And he had to come meet us. He just had to. So he hopped in his little craft and he traveled light years to Earth where he found us. He landed exactly where we were. And
as we always say, where we are, we're in sunny Burbank, California.
Yeah. So we've been carrying him around in a little backpack, taking him places, showing him Earth. He wants nothing more than to be on the wings, of course, because that's how he learned about Earth. And
he learned most of his language, too.
Yeah. He's very good at English already because his race is excellent at picking up other languages.
Constantly intelligent. But
he kind of just flies that little ship everywhere and zooms in and out of me and Billy's lives. And we try to teach him about the world, and he tries to teach us how to love again. And, you know, we just help each other. So I'd like you and the rest of the world to meet Xavier the alien. Come on in, little buddy.
Hi, everybody. It's me, Xavier. I'm from Planet Samus.
Xavier, there you are, little buddy.
It's me.
Shit. All right. Well, I just told everybody that aliens exist. I hope you're okay with that. Okay. So it's your dream come true, dude. You say you always wanted to be on the wings ever since you picked up our waves in space.
It's a fantastic show! I love it,
Oh, man. Wings is intergalactic now, Billy. That's incredible.
Isn't it? Like,
this guy's just listening.
He's in another a little green face.
He fits in the palm of your hand.
I do. I'm so tired.
Yeah. So you traveled from the planet Samich.
Yes,
what solar system is that in?
Pluto!
Oh, man. So, that's an odd name, Planet Samich.
Yeah. What? Little dude, why? What? Well, do you know who created your planet?
Oh, well, Samus.
What's he talking about?
It's a Samus. Oh, well, it's a little.
You lived on a sandwich?
Uh-huh.
So you must love sandwiches, then.
Oh, Samus and soda.
Oh, you know about soda?
Oh, I love soda.
Did you just discover it here on Earth, or did you have soda?
We have soda everywhere!
Like, you guys have the Coca-Cola company in another galaxy?
Soda!
Oh, God, he loves it. Well, let me tell you guys.
He's got a sugar rush. Look at him run around. Dude, oh, God!
Ever since he came here, he's been, like, begging me and Billy to take him to sheets. He wants an A Junior. He calls Amp Energy Drinks A Juniors because at one time Dale Earnhardt Jr. was the cans as a sponsor, and he got some of those older cans. And
well, you know what? He is light years away.
Yeah. He loves Amps, and he's had trouble pronouncing Dale Earnhardt, so he just called him A Junior.
He's a cute little dude.
And he wants an amp all the time. We gotta like cut him off sometimes because his little body can't handle
it. He's the size of a fucking amp can, like two stacks.
Yeah, he's like as big as the fucking can, and he's just like, I want A Junior.
He holds it with both arms, and it's like bigger than him. And he picks it up, and it looks like it's about to dump out on him. And the poor little dude just—it's
a problem.
He's gonna drown. He's gonna waterboard himself.
Nah, he'll be okay though. We're here.
Come on.
He's okay. See, we're here to help him. We're here to help him. We gotta watch out for him. He's new to this planet.
So, little buddy, what's the first thing you want to do?
The A Junior!
This is what I'm talking about. He always wants a fucking A Junior.
What else do you
want? I want to go fishing!
Oh, nice. Fishing's cool.
The fish will eat him. He looks like a lure.
Oh, let's go fishing!
I know. Well,
you know, he claimed to be intelligent. He seemed a little on the slow side.
Well, here's what I found out about Xavier.
Oh, God, what happened?
All right. Where he comes from, mm-hmm. He's very intelligent because he's an alien life form that made it to a whole other
solar system.
Yeah,
he made it here. And he flew. Did you come on your own, little buddy?
No, I got a brother.
Ooh, he's got a brother.
He's got a brother. Where's your brother? Where did he land?
Well, it's gone. I gotta find him.
You got any way to communicate with him?
Oh, I don't know.
we'll have to try to find him. But where he comes from on his planet, he's not as smart. He's smart, you know, compared to us. But the rest of the beings on his planet are far superior to him. In fact, Billy, I found out that he lives in a group home on his planet.
An alien group home?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Yeah. So
listen to me. I am intelligent.
I didn't say you were. I know you are, little buddy. I know you are. You're very
spicy.
He's had 6 A juniors, dude. He's ridiculous.
Look at him.
What's in your backpack? Why you got that little backpack with you, Xavier? What's in there?
This is where I carry everything.
Cool.
I have a little yo-yo.
Uh-huh.
He has a little yo-yo. Look at this. He has 3 fingers, but he has a yo-yo.
Why does he have a yo-yo?
That's so cute.
Oh, God. What else? Spinners? Is that a spinner?
Oh, you put it on the finger and it moves.
Cool, man.
Oh, good.
Well, anyway.
Look at him.
He asked us to take him to Sheesh, as he says. Sheesh.
Because he knows that's where he gets his A genius from.
He's trying
to... Oh, but I got a trip to Sheets. I got asses.
He loves Sheets. God.
So, little buddy, you're from planet Samich.
Uh-huh.
And you have a brother that came with you.
What's your brother's name?
Did you guys come on the same spaceship?
No, we both have a
What's your brother's name?
Oh.
You don't know your brother's name?
No! I'm a sister.
Why did your brother come to Earth? Does he like the Winks too, or... He just followed you?
Uh-huh. He was trying to save me. He said this place is bad.
What, do you think this place is bad?
I love it here. It's so fun.
He loves Earth. He's been telling us this for a week.
Dude.
He loves Earth. Holy shit.
Oh, we need visitation rights with him. He's like our child now.
I know.
We're going to make him a little bed, Winks. We're going to make him a little bed. He's going to live in the studio.
Yeah.
This is my home now.
He just flies his little spaceship.
You get a little leash for him and you can just pull him around.
He doesn't need a leash, dude. He's fine. He can walk around.
Is my brother there? Hello?
Your brother's not here. You said that.
Oh.
You don't know where he is. We're going to help you find your brother, dude. It's going to be okay.
He's crying. No, he wants his brother.
I'm not my brother. Can't find him.
First of all, we got to get his name. We don't even know what his name is. Xavier.
Oh, it's okay, little buddy.
Well, you know, thanks for being on. We'll have you on future episodes, of course.
Okay.
We'll have you on again before the end of the show.
Oh.
Why don't you just sit back and relax? I promise we'll take you for a sandwich and an A Junior. After the show, okay?
Oh, okay.
Everything in moderation, Xavier. Remember, just like we taught you.
No.
Okay. Well, have a seat and enjoy the rest of the show, bud.
Okay.
Something.
Dude, what are you doing? Xavier, open the door.
No! I got the formula!
What formula?
I don't know!
You're gonna make your own A Junior?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
Alright, so we gotta break the door down.
No, I'm coming now.
Oh, he's coming
now. My brother.
Come on, we're trying to do the Winks here, man. Uh-huh. This is your favorite show. Yeah. You don't wanna sabotage it and ruin it,
uh-huh.
Right?
No.
How come you took the microphone?
I wanna tell them about my brother.
But you don't remember your brother.
Charles!
What is it?
Charles!
Jared?
Charles! Charles! What? My brother!
I don't know what he's saying, Billy.
I think he's saying Charles.
Charles!
Charles!
His brother has a human name too. I love it. What? So your brother's name is Charles. He's the only other alien on planet Earth. So he can't be too far away. There's another one?
He said there's more.
There's
lots
more.
Lots of them.
Wait, it's not just you and Charles?
We're not the first either.
What? But so you didn't come for the wing. I thought you guys all came for the wings.
No, just me.
Just you. Oh man, what are you guys are all friendly though, like you, right?
No.
I guess we'll find out.
He doesn't know. He doesn't know.
We gotta protect him like ET, man, so that the government doesn't try to come take him away.
Buddy, can you say phone home?
Phone home.
Oh man. All right. Well, we're gonna try to find a way to contact your brother.
Let's just call NASA.
No, we can't, dude.
Yes, we can.
They won't understand. They'll cut them apart. They'll cut them apart. They'll do a fucking alien autopsy.
You can't do that to them. All right, little buddy. We're going to let you go hide and play with your backpack. We're going to finish the podcast. Don't steal the damn microphone again, okay? Hey. Hey. Okay?
No, it's okay.
Heavy Bob, my guy, we keep exchanging voicemails, I keep messing you, but I got your message. Unfortunately, you called too late, you missed my last Friday orge, but I'm having another orge, bi-weekly I have them, you know that. I want you to come to this one, okay? Yes, Heavy Bob, I'm talking about an extraterrestrial. He's a little alien guy. I don't know. He landed here not too long ago. Xavier, he's all about the swinging. He cops himself up on caffeine and just shows up at the orange and shows Big Fat Mari what's what. So she's going to be there. But my next one is going to be Ronald and Robert Petruski. The twins, you know. These twins, let me tell you something, Heavy Bob. These guys don't know how to say no to anything. All right, whether you're into men or women, the Petruski twins are down for any shit you got, okay? Bring some of your, drumsticks there from your Fast Food Fridays. We'll be eating those. It's gonna be a hot orange. Gary Rutherford's gonna show up with his wife, Linda, swinging. We're gonna meet at Charlie B's as per usual. You can follow me back in my car, or you can follow me in your own car. It's up to you. It's gonna be a hot orange, though. It's gonna be real hot orange. Mary Beth Sunak's coming. You know, from down the road there. She's showing up. You never know when your neighbors are swinging. It's a surprise. Joanne Surley's coming. She's a hot one. Yeah. Rumor has it, you know. She's not going to bring any clothes with her. She's showing up to the orange already naked. What a concept. Yeah, I come walking out of the orange sometimes. I put my hands on my hips and I say, are you ready to do this? Get some maple butter there. Anne and Richard J. Theobald are coming. You already knew about them. I think I told you about those before. You're not gonna want to miss this orge, cause it's gonna be insane. Anthony Violetti's coming. We're also gonna get a visit later on. Rumor just has it. I'm not entirely sure, but of course Pat Brown and Mikey Lichtenstein, his hot new twig, are gonna be there. But also, you're not gonna want to miss Ronald Wolbers Jr. He's coming. He's coming. It's gonna be a hot orange, everybody. Holy shit! You can bring a vegetable platter because I know you had that heart attack. You might be trying to change your ways, but yeah, you know, some drumsticks might be better because Big Fat Mari likes bathing in the oil. You already knew that, though. You already knew that. I'm not telling you anything new, Heavy Bob. Bernard Olenek's going to be there. He's 72, but, you know, did I tell you about the 72-year-old I nailed a few weeks ago? She's going to be there. Yeah, she can only go 20 spurts at a time. Donald Logan's going to be there with Michael Loftus. It's going to be a hot orange. Especially, just come for the alien. Stay for the orange. Whatever you want, pal. Please call me back before it's too late. All right, I love you, old so-and-so. Goodbye.
Hello, no one is available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, Mike. I just missed your call, Mike. Oh, by the way, it's Heavy Bob calling you back. I don't know if you noticed or not. My number seems to change every time I call you for some reason. I don't understand. But, so it's not an illegal alien. It's an alien alien. Well, I might have to come just for that. You said it's next week? What day exactly? I don't think you said in the voicemail. I don't think you gave me an exact date. Also, are you meeting at Charlie B's again? Or are we going right to your place? Is that a third party? Wait, I don't know where it's at, Michael. I need more details. I'm so glad Fat Marvin's going to be there. But I got a predicament, Michael. I got this new broad that I'm going to bring with me, if that's all right. Her name is Patricia, also known as Heavy Patty. I found her on Craigslist. She's what they say online. As I believe the terminology that I've seen is a slam dunk, Michael. So, Michael, I'm gonna come. You're right, though. I might bring a veggie platter or some fruit. Maybe one of those as seen on TV fruit baskets they buy. The hip young kids, you order them and they look like flowers, but they're actually fruit. Oh, shit. All right, Michael. I'll be there. I need directions, though. I don't know where I'm going anymore. I had that heart attack. I'm finally out of the hospital. Oh, shit. No, oh, fucking... anyway, Michael, call me back at 1-800-929-9229. All right, boy. Call me back.
Well, Billy, this is one of the weirder winks we've done.
Well, I mean, we have a new co-host, I guess you could say. So
yeah, he'll be around, I guess, for a while. I don't know what we're doing with our lives,
you
know?
He's a cool little guy, though.
He's fine. But, you know, this was the craziest winks yet. You know, I'm not expecting high numbers. It's not for everybody.
It is.
But it's a manic Monday, and it was manic. We had all your favorite characters, you know.
Yeah.
Pretty
sure Heavy Bob and Mike had some phone calls back and forth, I heard.
Those guys always miss each other.
They're fucking weird.
It's $2.99 a month to find out the backstories of these characters. You also get a tote bag with Walker Texas Ranger's head in the center.
I feel like we should make an addition to this.
Go ahead. What else do you get for premium membership?
We should stitch on our little buddy,
Xavier.
We should put a little alien pin.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
Oh, he's here. He's here. But, you know.
He's like a child.
He just, you know, join us. I don't know if we'll do a Friday show, but if we do, join us then. We're everywhere you listen to Kiss. Some of the eps are going to be insane, like this one. Some of them are going to be more traditional.
Traditional!
I was trying to think over the holiday break. I found some more stories.
I could probably come up with some more. I lived a little bit.
Yeah, Winks is going to get weird in 2019. That's its new slogan, 2019, Winks.
Let's get weird.
Why the fuck not, dude?
I do. I have a pitch.
Yeah.
I think we should bring the news of the weird back.
We could do that as a segment.
That's a good segment.
Well, maybe we'll just make different segments, you know?
Yeah, go back. Because that's how we kind of originally started.
Yeah.
Remember we started, you have a story, boom, bam, done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Just an idea.
I think it's a good idea.
Yeah.
So join us on our journey, listeners, and
refinding the wings.
Hopefully we don't get kidnapped by the government for exposing alien life, but...
Well, I mean, if anything, it's harboring an illegal alien, so...
Well, speaking of aliens, you know, our little buddy, of course, since he's number one fan of the show, he wanted to say one last goodbye, and he wanted to tell you about the day he had today before we recorded the winks.
Oh!
fucking adorable little shit. Oh my god. It's the fact that we discovered extraterrestrial life, and instead of, you know, notifying the proper authorities, we put him on a podcast.
Listen, he's my buddy.
I know.
I'm adopting him.
The fact that we decided to do a show of 100% nonsense and many other reasons is why I look at myself in the mirror daily and say, ugh, what am I doing with my life? You'll be out of danger, a fucking tiddlywinks with strangers.
We have something very important going on here. There are other beings from points unknown or unconfirmed that have incredible technology that are here interacting with humanity on planet Earth for some kind of agenda. That's an existential matter right there. And it should be a matter of concern to every human being. Who are these individuals? Why are they here? What is their interest in us? They're obviously here for a reason, and why aren't they publicly, openly announcing themselves to us, by the way? There are probably very cogent reasons for this secrecy, all right? They're not hard to understand why. But the question becomes, how long is this secrecy going to last? It's not hard to see why secrecy on this matter began over 60, almost 70 years ago. It's not hard. But the problem is that secrets have a way of maintaining themselves and increasing themselves and growing. This particular interview we're about to do, this is a man who's in the U.S. military, who's had experiences, he says, relating to knowledge of E.T., the E.T. presence here on Earth. We know he is who he says he was. His story is of great potential value. You know, if someone's trying to hoax us, trying to fake us out, could they have done enough research on their own to get the detail? And the answer is yes. You know, they probably could. You know, beyond subjecting him to a polygraph test that's going to tell whether he's lying or not, we're going to have to do our best to assess this man. I still believe in this quaint idea of freedom and self-determination. I don't want to give up on it in my lifetime. So I realize that full disclosure of this reality is probably going to be a real wild ride, and maybe not always a fun ride. But I look at the alternative and I see that as much worse.